Hello, my audio boo friends. It is August something. August, I'm going to have to look at a calendar. The 13th. Yes, it's a Tuesday. And it's a little bit past 11 o'clock. I'm tidying up some things in the house, and at the same time, I'm going through and watching a couple of YouTube videos on developing e-learning. The reason why is I've been asked to give some training at work, and I've done some traditional classroom training, sort of me standing up at the front with a nice little laser pointer and a PowerPoint presentation behind me. And in front of me were anywhere between 15 and 20 people with their eyes glazed over. And it's never been... Oh, there's the phone. And I'm back. That was actually a motorcycle shop really close to our place. I ordered some roller weights for the variator in my scooter, and they've come in. So that might be on the agenda this weekend as a little side project of swapping out the weights and seeing if the acceleration on the bike is any better. I'll have more on that probably maybe later on this afternoon. I might just do a boo on and update you all on the work I've done so far on the bike and what kind of results I've had. This past weekend, Saturday in fact, I did about 150 kilometers with a friend of mine. We met up at another scooter shop where they restore old Vespas, and they were having their 10th anniversary barbecue. So we hung out there for a while, spoke to a bunch of people, saw a whole bunch of old scooters, mingled a little bit, and then we hopped on our scooters and we came back to my neck of the woods here in Montreal, and we rode around the western part of the island. And as you'll recall, I'm going to do that Perimontreal or Perimeter Montreal tour eventually in audio and images. And I will be going through that exact area. Now, we did it going west from where I live. And in fact, when I do this Perimontreal tour, I'm going to be going east, actually. And then coming around. So I will be doing what we did, but I'm going to be doing it backwards. Anyway, that's not neither here nor there. I just thought I'd mention it. Now, what was I talking about? I was talking about teaching in front of people. Yes. Now, why would their eyes have glazed over? Well, that could be in part because of my delivery. I think Audio Boo has helped me enormously with my presentation and my speaking, and I want to almost say public speaking, but it's not really public speaking because most of the time the only thing, or the only people or objects or living beings that are watching me or listening to me are my cats. And they're always wonderful audience. Well, they're all asleep right now, actually. Kind of reminds me of the people I used to train. Joking aside, sometimes it would have been the subject matter. It's very, very difficult when you have a dry subject matter to try to make it come to life. I think over the years, I've developed a different outlook on things and a different way, I'm hoping, a different way of presenting certain things. But I feel that at this point, the company's done a lot of training this way. Yet, and I'm talking about in the office, yet all of their stores, all of the people at their stores, all their employees are all trained using e-learning, using computer-based training. So what I'm hoping to do is present a proposal on training the people inside, in this case the call center people, the agents, to in various aspects of their work, be it using their software, be it time management, be it a whole host of other aspects of their jobs, using e-learning. There are a bunch of advantages to e-learning. One, they're self-paced. Not everybody learns at the same pace. Not everybody has the same, no, I wouldn't say attention span, but more so, I would say, during a typical day, some people are more morning people and can focus and tend to retain information better in the morning. Some people are afternoon people. Some people would rather do it late at night. That's when they feel most comfortable. There's also the aspect of, we all go into the training with objectives, be it as a student or be it as the trainer. It's very difficult sometimes to, you can present your objectives, you can do the lessons or the training according to those objectives with the appropriate content, but then when it comes to assessing whether that has been captured in any way by the student, that's always difficult. It's probably the most difficult part, I think. And when you're doing a training in front of a classroom, it's not always obvious whether people, once they've gone through the threshold of that door, will actually remember any or if any of what they've just heard. I know by experience that many people in this office and many other offices where I've worked don't take notes. So they're just sitting there and they're looking at things, but they could be sitting there thinking, what am I going to have for dinner? Or, boy, isn't she dressed really pretty today? Or, wow, this, you know, that presenter is really handsome, or whatever it may be. But most people's, at one point, their attention will wander and they can't necessarily rewind. Whereas in e-learning, they can. They can go back and say, oh, I missed that part. Wait a minute. What does he mean in that, say, a slide or a page of a flash presentation? They'll look and say, oh, okay, that's what it is. And they might even review it, because what I'm hoping to do with the e-learning is, after each module, have a quiz. And then at the end of the modules, or the module, have an assignment where they have to put into practice some of what they've just learned. And that's where we can assess, or the management can assess, whether the training had any impact at all. Because I know through experience, having attended many meetings, having attended many trainings, where I was a student, in most cases, there was no action plan, and at the end, there was no way of assessing whether the objectives were met. And so, armed with some of these arguments, I'm hoping to present this as an alternative to doing a traditional classroom setting training, and perhaps presenting things in a different way and putting the onus not so much on, you know, pointing a finger and saying, well, the company's going to force you to do this, but presenting that they may want to do this for their own betterment. The training, if it's put together properly, and if the objectives are there and the content is there, it's all a little bit foggy right now, but if I can do it so that they walk out of there feeling that they're personally getting something out of this, you know, that's good. That's, you know, I think that would be an improvement over the present situation, and over what I think would be achieved if I was just to stand up there and give a training with everybody going, well, first of all, why are you training us? Whereas the e-learning has a certain anonymity. They don't really know who is behind the curtain, so to speak. They only see the content and they can't judge it through the delivery. Thank you for listening. And if you have any comments, please, I'd love to hear, because I'm sure there's a lot of experts out there in this kind of presentation and training. Thank you. Bye.